What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, and everything K-pop in between. And of course, that includes some Stray Kids from Haley, there's always BTS, sprinkle of Twice, gonna get some Epic High in here. Of course, there's gonna be some New Jeans, but there's also some TXT as well. And as always, you could check us out on all platforms. We are available pretty much everywhere that you are tuning in and listening. And you could also check us out on our social media stuff, Haley.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Where Haley has created a video, but has yet to post that said video.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, the first step is taken.
Yes, I have made it and I asked for the login.
Okay, but you made no effort to give me the phone to log into it.
No, I asked for it, and you said, I don't know it.
Well, so this is like, true, okay. Too, but we could figure it out if we had tried. And so, yes, let's get started. Sometimes we talk about anime and K-pop, too. We have, I guess, a small smidge of anime. And also, if I'm sounding more nasally than usual, it's because I am
sick again.
Kind of sick again, so please ignore me. And hopefully I don't hack and cough into the microphone as much as
I did last
as Haley
time.
Let's get started. So it looks like we have some SM stuff because it's about NCT. You know what's going to happen with NCT?
Nope.
Guess what? They're going to have more pop-up open auditions.
They need more members?
For more members. For NCT. So,
what the hell?
If you are in Japan, or if you're listening to us from Japan, go ahead and try to sign up and get into NCT, because they're going to have open auditions in Japan taking place at the Tokyo School of Music and Dance College. How cool would that be if one of our like listeners ended up going, and then it pulls like a Taehyung from, like, you know how V went with one of his friends,
right,
to the audition,
and they picked V.
Yeah, so
based on his looks,
that could be you. You never know. So good luck to anyone trying out. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, so they will go through like applicants will go through like an audition stage, obviously, and they'll go through like a period of training, and then possibly, if you make it all the way, debut with NCT.
I wonder how young, because I feel like all the idols these days are so young.
I wonder how old. I hope it's a 30-year-old person.
They're not going to do that.
You never know. What if he looks like he's 15?
I don't know about that.
Shout out to who am I thinking of, guess?
Who looks 15?
Or who looks young? Who's like Benjamin Button for aging in K-pop? Who comes to mind for you?
Me? No, I have no idea. Who?
Someone from 17 for me.
Oh, Woozy. I'm like, who?
I mean, he feels like he doesn't. I know he doesn't. He's just really short, but like he also looks like he doesn't really age. Like
he's aging.
Kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
So yeah. So go ahead. Sign up for NCT. Join NCT if you're in Japan. Also, I guess since NCT and EXO, they're both SM, right?
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say like because it's in Japan, is it gonna be a Japanese subunit? Maybe?
Possibly NCT JP, NCT Tokyo. I don't know. Mm. Possibly, unless they're just looking for one person for some reason. Mm. Just to add.
Maybe.
But EXO is also SM, correct? Mm-hmm. Well, it was really interesting here. So, do you know Dio?
I do.
So, Dio, it's not the kind of news that you're expecting or thinking of. NMIX member, mm-hmm. Bae. Yes, NMIX member's name is Bae, mm-hmm. BAE. She actually has a pet cat, and her cat is named Dio. Literally after Dio.
So she is a fan of EXO,
I would assume. Mm-hmm. I would assume so. But, I mean, amongst all these Gen 4,
yeah.
You know, idols, of course they looked up to a lot of Gen 3 and
right.
older idols.
That's true.
So, I mean, EXO is a proper example, what, Gen 3 right there?
Right.
And then another example, I don't think we even talked about it, but there was that random thing. I think I showed it to you too. Hane from New Jeans.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is a huge.
With Jin?
Silk Jin.
Yeah, from BTS. You showed me.
I did, but I don't know if we talked about it.
Oh, we didn't talk about it.
Yes. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy because I guess she was like on some old variety show or something.
Yeah.
And then like they're showing pictures of K-pop idols, but not of like their full faces. It's like you have to guess
like
who it
their
is.
Their eye, their lips.
Their lips. So the lips, they showed Jin's lips, and then lo and behold, Hyun went crazy and was like, oh my god, that's Jin. I know those juicy, luscious lips anywhere. And then she was correct, and she was like fangirling. And it's funny, because obviously they're both under the same label now.
Right.
Both under HYBE. It sucks, because Jin basically already left and went to the military before, like, New Jeans, like, really started.
BTS.
There was, you know, New Jeans is probably too busy to, you know, getting ready to debut and with all their debut stuff. So Jin was already gone. But it's funny because then they zoomed out and like kind of went to pan to her like bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just pictures of Jin everywhere.
So she's a Jin simp.
Jin simp. So it's kind of cool. I mean, we'll see what happens. Like, remember we've watched last year the game caterers with HYBE.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, no BTS members were there. But I mean, one day.
I'm hoping this year.
New Jeans will be included. I hope.
New Jeans, and then I hope that BTS members will participate.
A few of them, at least, right?
I hope so.
We will see. I mean, it'd be nice to have like one or two of them, at least.
Right. That was such a good show, honestly.
Check it out. I think we've talked about it before, and if you haven't checked it out, go ahead. Check it out. Do it again.
I feel like they have it during the summertime when it's supposed to be the Idol Championship.
It's
oh, the
like
sports. Yeah.
It's kind of like their own.
The
just
ISAC.
All HYBE. It's all HYBE.
It's all HYBE.
It's all HYBE.
Because HYBE is banned from ISAC.
Exactly. I don't know if you want to get into that right now, but we will talk about it probably. But HYBE is indeed banned from ISAC. So hopefully whenever he returns in 2024, correct? Well,
yeah.
Hopefully Hane will get to meet her her first love.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And that was pretty cool. Anyways, NMIX Bae named. I wonder if does Hane have a cat named Silk Jin?
Jin, maybe.
we will find out one day. Let's move on. Stacy. We've finally been seeing a lot of posts about them.
Mm-hmm.
And man, they've been super active ever since we last talked about them.
Right.
Because they're getting ready to finally release their new single album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it's called?
Teddy Bear.
And the colors are cute.
Yeah.
One of our friends even said it looked like Nerds. He's correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that pink and purple from Nerds.
And then they have another album. I think it's like the limited one that's yellow. But it's like pastel yellow.
Oh, I think that's the Digipack.
Oh, that's the Digipack.
Always. The Digimon Digipack.
Yes, now they all have Digipacks, I guess.
And it will be released on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't know what to get your significant other.
If they like Stacy.
Even if they don't, you force feed them this teddy bear album because they'll think it's cute. Then you make them listen to Stacy. Mm-hmm. Because Stacy Girls.
It's going down.
Okay, and moving on. Oh, we have some Epic High. They're still under YG, right?
No.
Are they solo?
Yeah. Like
so Epic High, we kind of talked about it briefly. Yes, they finally released their new mini album, which is pretty awesome. Really short and sweet. Literally sweet because...
It's like five songs.
Because I was going to say a stupid dad pun. And
because it's strawberry.
It's titled Strawberry.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. I liked the song a lot. Obviously, it was awesome because this, like, basically the main single of the song, like the album, is from I'm Gonna Cough So You Talk.
The main song of the album is actually featuring Jackson Wang. Is that what you were gonna say?
Yes.
Because you know what? Strawberry, even though the album is called Strawberry, and then they have the number one track on there is Strawberry, I feel like it's more of an interlude. There's not really a song, it's just instrumental, which I found interesting.
I also like the fact that Jackson Wang posted too.
He would though. Do I have I don't even have the set list like that. Oh, here it is. So it's Strawberry, On My Way.
That's with Jackson Wang.
Featuring Jackson Wang. Catch featuring Hwasa. Down Bad Freestyle and God's Latte. Not God's Menu, God's Latte.
This is before the menu.
Yeah.
Also, I like the sound of, like, the whole album itself is more like a chill.
It's like lo-fi.
Yeah, it's very lo-fi-ish and more like chill hop, kind of kick back, relax, and just tune in. It flies by, though. The album is super short.
It's five songs, so, I mean, it's like a mini album. But I guess Tablo had been promoting this album.
Tablo has been promoting it a lot.
In a very interesting way.
And I feel for our demographic, very effective.
Very effective.
And it's also very cheap and affordable.
It's so funny because I guess they had asked like the marketing and then like the production team was like, oh, so how are we going to promote this album? And Tablo was like, with memes.
Literally, with memes.
And that's literally what he's been posting.
Go on his Instagram. Haley, can you give everyone Epic High's Tablo?
Tablo's Instagram is blow by blow. BLOBYBLO.
If you look at all his recent posts, they're literally memes. Like, funny and really good memes.
They're so funny. And then some of them really caught my attention, or our attention.
Of course.
Was when he was using anime to promote the album. So, I don't know if you guys know Jujutsu Kaisen.
Well, you better know.
But he posted the one with Toto and Itadori as besto friendos, and they're both holding the album Strawberry.
It's so fun. And like everything else, there's like my favorite one. Like you have to actually swipe through some of them because
he posts
it's
multiple
on each post. My is the Anakin one.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I think, on the same one.
That one's Jujutsu Kaisen and swipe. Funny.
There's like a ton of them on this post.
We're going to promote the album with memes. And then it has, what's her name? Natalie Portman,
yes.
What's her actual?
Natalie Portman. That's what it is. So Anakin is talking to Natalie Portman. And then it's that Anakin meme. It's from a long ass time ago.
And then on top of other ads and stuff, right? And then Anakin just looks at her. On top of other ads and stuff, right? Obviously not, because he's not going to promote it in any way but me.
Dude, this is beautiful. It works perfectly.
And then another one that I saw, I think he had just posted it on his Twitter though, was the one with Wolverine.
Oh my god. You know, the Wolverine meme where Wolverine's laying down and like looking at something in his hand.
It's supposed to be a picture. Yeah. But he's like cupping it with his hand, like he misses it, but then it has the Strawberry album.
Of course.
It's just really funny. Like, just go through his stuff. I was cracking up the whole freaking time.
I think
was like,
for the whole day today, for some reason, we were just throwing it back and forth in, like, all our different group chats.
Yeah, they even used my name as well. Oh, not my name.
Your name.
Yeah.
The anime.
The anime.
Jesus. Butchered it.
I know. But then it was Drake holding
I know.
It.
She's...
It's like a meme
it's
within a meme.
It's hard to explain. You just have to look at it.
Yeah, just go
it's,
on his freaking
it's,
Instagram.
It's memeception, to be honest.
It is memeception. But yeah, the actual album is really chill, hip-hop, lo-fi vibes.
I like it a lot. Yeah. Haley, can you talk about the next topic as I go hack away and cough again off to the side?
Let me see what the next topic is. So Hyuna and Dawn, we had talked about them before, saying that they had gone and parted ways with their relationship. And it was really strange to a lot of fans because they had actually been, I mean, Dawn actually proposed to Hyuna. So we thought like, oh, like they're engaged and everything. They're going to get married.
They're
and
in then, love.
But then later on, Hyuna announced on her Instagram that they broke up. But then there are rumors going around recently that they're back together. I don't, is it official? Because I hadn't seen anything.
I don't know.
Yeah. So like there's only rumors now saying that after 2 months of them being apart, that they're now back together.
They just needed the space to miss each other.
Yeah.
I hope no one can hear me coughing when I'm like going. I like literally threw my face into the pillows in our living room and I just started coughing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that did not get recorded.
So yeah, I'm waiting for an official announcement for that because it's only rumors. I hope they get back together, honestly, because I feel like they were really cute together.
I feel like they matched pretty mm-hmm. well. Matched they up did. Pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, guess what? 7 years have come and gone for Momoland.
Mm-hmm.
And with 7 years, you know what that means. You have to
contract.
Decide if you want to renew your contract. And all six members of Momoland had declined their renewal with MLD Entertainment.
Hmm.
So and they, it's unclear if they're going to promote again still.
Right, so they might part ways.
It might be done.
Yeah. Like, we don't know.
We don't know. But I mean, makes me kind of happy and glad that we went to camp.
We saw them.
We saw Epic High. We saw Momoland.
Right.
We saw Espo. We saw like... We saw a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. It was worth it for the price we got it for.
$3.99.
Best price.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it was cool to see Momoland before this happened too. Especially when Nancy was telling everyone not to throw their phones
mm-hmm.
onto the stage. Yeah, very memorable moments. But we'll see what happens. Because they actually had a really good fandom too.
They did. They have good songs, but... I guess they just didn't want to stay together with that company anyway.
That company, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Hype, scoop them up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, Twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Twice. Time to Twice. Which I actually started watching again. I just started watching because Haley keeps up to date with all her Stray Kids.
Yes.
I barely keep up to date because I am a multi-stan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to catch up with. Plus... I do not watch as much as Haley because I watch other stuff.
Yeah, the thing is that I focus on one group. That's why Stray Kids and then like BTS when they throw stuff. But I feel like I don't even keep up that much with BTS anymore.
No, but you obviously like, Stray Kids.
Yeah,
like,
obviously
you
Stray
watch
Kids,
all their shit.
But then I feel like you want to watch everything from like
but
all
I,
the other groups.
But the thing
but
is,
don't.
I actually don't.
You
though.
Don't because I think you get overwhelmed. You're like, oh my God, I have too much to watch. So you like just implode.
So I watch some stuff here and there. Like
mm-hmm.
I watch a little bit of Le Sserafim here and there. Then I watch like some of the, when they were doing like the I guess kind of like the physical test.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting for Le Sserafim, for NewJeans.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, there's a lot of Twice stuff I used to watch.
Right, you did.
But I haven't watched for almost like, I felt like it's been like a year because
yeah.
I feel like I'm watching Time to Twice now and this is the New Year's episode and I literally only remember the last thing I watched was the New Year's episode. But that was
from last year. When they're playing the games, right?
Yeah, when they're like, oh my God. So it's like, it's been that long. But it's always fun and exciting to see Jihyo and Nayeon very competitive.
I always remember that. They're always super competitive.
Always.
And angry at each other.
Very.
Like,
but it was, oh, and I like how Sana was dressed, like, they dressed her up really nice and cute.
Mm.
Like, she had, like, a beanie and everything. Haley knows I like beanies. So,
yep.
I'm a beanie boy. That sounded really weird.
Beanie boy?
It was cool to finally watch. It's like one of those, like, things where they have them compete for, you know, money to spend on stuff.
Right, of course.
And then
it's
usually food,
mm-hmm.
and it was food. So it was funny because, like, they priced a lot of the stuff super expensive.
Always.
So Dubu, or Dahyun, like, is filthy rich because it rolls over,
mm-hmm.
like, the money, right? So she's filthy rich, and then I remember at the end of the episode, Nayeon was, like, owed 800 or something. Like, she's in the negative.
Aww.
So, yeah. But that was not even on the sheet of paper that we're going to be talking about. because we were going to actually talk about Twice being at the Billboard Women and Music Awards here in LA.
Yep.
Being held at the YouTube Theater because they had won the Breakthrough Artist Award,
good
I believe.
For them.
And actually, it's crazy because you can actually buy tickets and, you know, attend this actual event, award event. And they had pre-sales for Amex, for American Express holders recently. A couple of our friends grabbed some.
Yeah.
So they're going to be checking out and seeing Twice there. But there's a lot of other artists. Like, they're the only K-pop artists.
I believe the other one was like Becky G.
And then Lana Del Rey. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other female artists, obviously, for, you know, Billboard Women in Music Awards.
Because I was asking Joko, I was like, are they going to perform? And then I thought, they have to, because it's an award show. And I feel like they always perform at these award shows.
I really think they will,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Yeah.
They'll probably play Moonlight Sunrise. Mm-hmm. Either that or Talk That Talk.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I think they're going to perform.
But, yeah, it's going to... Oh, maybe I should have looked up when the hell this was supposed to happen. I am trying to stall as my phone is loading.
When was it going to happen?
I am still trying to find out.
Here, talk about Jiho and I'll look it up.
Okay, Jiho. she had her vlog. Jiho has like this like travel vlog that she has every now and then. And it's always super interesting. The last one she did was with her friend Sejeon, which is the main lead actress from
Business Proposal.
And she's really good friends with her. And she was also an ex-K-pop idol back in the day. And Haley found the information of the Billboard Women in Music Awards is being held on March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that's a Wednesday.
So that's like a month away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's still a little bit further out. Tickets have been selling, so and it's at the YouTube Theater.
The tiny theater.
It's a lot smaller, but it means it's kind of more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they laid it out is like where we were for GA for aespa, our tables.
Right.
So it's all tables for the artists and like, you know, the important guests and everything. So Twice will be sitting at one of those tables for sure. So grab your really nice phones and zoom lenses and cameras so you could get a peek at that. I like them sitting and
interacting with themselves and the other artists around them, I guess.
Yes. Oh, and then so with Jiho, yes. Also, I totally forgot to say this because she did have her vlog,
right,
which was also cool. But more importantly, happy belated birthday. It was her birthday.
Today?
Korea time, yes.
Oh.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, it's today.
But today,
February
1st, I guess. Yeah, technically. And she did something really cool. So, you know how, like, in Korea, and also, like, I think Japan and some other Asian countries, they do have these big fan events or, like, really interesting stuff for birthdays for their main K-pop idols.
Like, they make those huge billboard signs, and they even, like, they do, like, cafes.
They rent out cafes.
Yeah.
And they do all. So, they actually had one at some pizza parlor place.
And lo and behold,
well, kind of. I will get more into that. I'll talk more detail. But, yeah, so they had one at a pizza event. Jiho got word of it. Showed up to the pizza event.
That's crazy.
And paid for everyone's food. That's awesome.
I mean, like, how crazy would that be if your idol came to a party that you set up for them and then paid for everything?
And then paid for your food.
And then she took pictures with them, too, I think,
She did. She had pictures, and there was a lot of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. She, like, left, like, an autograph or some signing. So that was really cool. Like, the fact that she even showed up, right? Paid for everyone's pizza.
Right.
The really interesting part was I found out later on.
Why she did it?
She did it because during COVID... On Bubble, she was, like, talking to people, like, talking to once, like, you know, the fandom.
Right.
Was saying, like, oh, you know, like, she misses everyone, hopes everyone's healthy. And then they were, like, starting to talk about, like, converse with her about, like, food. And then they brought a pizza. And then she, during, like, this was 2 years ago, I think, from when it happened. She said, oh, okay, like, next time I'll buy pizza for once. So she basically actually kept her promise.
So she, like, looked for the one that was doing a pizza party,
I don't know, but it happened. So she, like, Jiho is true to her word. So Best leader, Jiho. Good job, Jiho. Mm-hmm. So that was super cool. I wish we were in Korea.
Me too.
Times like this, Korea, man, you guys get all the cool, amazing, like,
fan meets,
fan interactions, yeah, and everything going on. Not to mention, like, in-person fan, like, signings and fan events.
Yeah. Showcases, music shows.
We're left with everything. Table scraps, a.k.a. world tours, if they come here, mm-hmm, or fan calls, video fan calls. Mm-hmm. But that's the best we could get, so we'll take whatever we could get. Speaking of fan calls, since I, you know, unless you didn't know, mm-hmm, I did have a NewJeans fan call, mm-hmm, that I won the beginning of this year, which came at the cost of my health, because ever since I had it, I've been sick.
Sick ever since.
Oh, worth it. Easily worth it. Signed album, and I got to talk to all of them. And I think the best part was they all speak really good English. Uh-huh. Like, they're basically fluent. So it wasn't, like, awkward or weird. So it was great. Anyways, NewJeans has become only the third K-pop group in history, mm-hmm, to spend 3 weeks on the Hot 100. Can you name the other two groups that have spent that much time on the Hot 100, Haley?
BTS and Blackpink.
Did you know that without cheating, or did you have an idea?
Nope, I read it right here. But I'm assuming BTS would have been one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But Blackpink makes sense, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. My God, they just... It hasn't been a year since they debuted.
Yeah, they're, it's been 6 months.
I'm telling you, they're on track. Let us see. So, it's been a while. It's like... Shoot, it's been so soon. They're already like hitting all these accomplishments. Also, on, I believe it's Music Bank. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cough really bad. So can you read the rest?
Okay. So on Music Bank, there's always like at the end, they show the two songs that are doing really, really well. And then they win an award for it. So on the previous Music Bank, it was NewJeans, Ditto versus Oh My God.
OMG?
Yes.
NewJeans. So
I wonder who won.
I hope NewJeans won.
NewJeans obviously won, but it was for
OMG,
right?
It was funny because there was like a meme was born out of this.
Right.
Poor Danielle. A meme of Danielle because she was on the side with the Ditto side.
Her face was so funny. She looks so disappointed.
When Ditto lost, like, her face was like, oh my God, she looks so sad. Even though they technically still won.
Yeah, but I guess she was rooting for Ditto.
And Hani on the other side was so happy.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, dressed up for the OMG side. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's crazy because, like Haley said, like, at the end of the show, like, shit, it was NewJeans versus NewJeans. Like, mm-hmm, that's, I don't know how often that's happened. I'm sure it's happened
it's
before,
happened
but
before.
It's like,
yeah,
it's pretty incredible when stuff like this happens.
It's like, and two of their songs are on the charts at the same time.
And it's always my favorite part after it, like whoever wins, is them singing.
Their encore.
Yeah, because they do it with just the backtracking.
Right.
So whatever vocals you hear is them singing. Mm-hmm. And damn, they sounded really good. Like, I'm excited to see them live because they're pretty damn good. They sound really, really good. With that said, I'm a Ditto boy, personally, but, at the same, how about you? You're Ditto as well, right?
I like Ditto, but I like the dance for OMG more.
But if you had to choose?
Ditto.
Ditto?
Yeah.
Music-wise, I like listening to Ditto a lot.
Hype boy.
Oh, we are all hype boys.
Yeah.
Including Changbin, and including Jungkook.
Oh, Jungkook.
But we will get more into Jungkook during the BTS portion because, man. He is a hype boy,
he
for sure.
He fed us well.
And he's a Ditto boy, too.
He is.
So, yes, sneak peek preview at what we're going to be talking about during BTS, because we had a pleasant surprise this morning.
Yeah.
From Jungkook. But we will get into that later. Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
They are still going strong with their world tour.
Been touring forever.
It feels like this is their life.
Oh my gosh. Good for them, though. It's been a while.
Mexico and Australia were the next two cities. They just already did their pre-sale.
Oh.
So they
hadn't sold the tickets yet for
no,
them?
No. It's very recent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's that. And I'm going to cough more, so talk about the next one.
Oh my God. So... I think we mentioned it before, there was these Blackpink Oreos that were going around, but it wasn't available to us here in the U.S. They had it in all places in Asia, like Japan, Korea, Thailand. I think even the Philippines had it.
So unfair.
It's unfair. And I guess they had promoted it on their... Well, I guess one member promoted it.
Well, exactly. One member.
Rosé promoted the Blackpink Oreos on her Instagram. And she posted about it.
And I mean, these Oreos... Shout out to our friend Zach, who like actually ordered some.
Yeah.
And gave us a packet so we could try.
They're actually really good. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too.
Because it has chocolate filling. And then the biscuits are pink. So
it was really cool. Yeah. Apparently, there's even like a vice versa version. Mm. I'm not too sure. And of course, they come with like that bigger, weird photo card.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it tastes pretty good. It's not super sweet.
No.
And it's a good size. It's not like...
It's like the thinner ones, I think.
I think it's right. A cross between the regular and like the thins, mm-hmm. almost. But it was really good. So
but
shout out
I
to
guess
Zach.
People were saying that you can buy it here in the U.S. at a store called HK Mart.
You have to get lucky though, because I mean, even if you go there, if they probably don't even have a lot in stock, and if you go there and they don't have it, then it doesn't matter if they had it there, right?
Yeah, because I guess someone had commented on her post saying like, oh, they're available in the U.S. I got it here in SoCal.
That's because I commented complaining that it's not here in America.
Yeah.
You could probably see it. I'm probably like top two comments or some shit on Rosé's post about the Oreos. But the thing is, they might have it in a few locations somewhere in the U.S., but it's not as... easily available.
They should just freaking put it in Walmart. I feel like there's like freaking rows and rows of Oreos, like all different flavors.
With Target and Walmart.
Oh, like, how about they put the freaking
really
black
weird
tea?
Flavors?
Yeah.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like in Korea, they're easy to find. They're on shelves everywhere, every grocery store. Here, it's like what we have to find out which grocery stores hold them, and then pray that they have it in stock. So it still doesn't count. It's not really readily available for everyone to purchase.
I wonder if they're in Australia.
That's a good question. Don't you have any friends in Australia still?
I do, but I don't know if any of them are
like,
into
oh, hi,
K-pop.
How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in 20 years. Do they have Blackpink Oreos in, what's an Australian store?
Walmart. Walgreens. Wait, do they have that here?
Yeah, it's a freaking drug store. Are you kidding me?
Wait. Woolworth, sorry. It's called...
Are you sure you're Australian?
No, it's called Coles with a C and then Woolworth.
You could be making this shit up.
I'm not making it up. We also have Target there, too.
Okay, Target. Yeah. It's called Target in Australia.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people were commenting saying, yeah, you could get it here in America. Yeah, if you're fucking lucky enough...
Right.
Like, it's still not...
for those people that were able to get them.
Yeah. Just be smart and do it like Zach did. A lot of people just bought it from like a third
party seller. Yeah.
If you really want to try it, go for it. And then you make sure they didn't open it first, because then you might not get the...
And
your photo card will not be included. But yeah, it's pretty good. Moving on, as I slide open my phone because it closed.
TXT.
Ah,
Tomorrow
TXT.
By Together.
Yes.
They dropped their newest album last Friday, actually, on January 27th. The name chapter, Temptation.
Woo. I liked it.
Yeah.
The first two songs reminded us of Panic at the Disco and Maroon 5.
Yeah, actually, we listened to their whole album. I actually really liked it.
It's really good, actually. Shout out to all the MOAs out there. Haley is technically an official MOA.
Yeah.
She has the... She has the official fan club thing.
I do.
So she even has the pre-sale for their world tour, which we will also be briefly talking about. But yeah, Maroon 5, like the Moves Like Jagger kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
Was like the... I know that's their main song. What is it? The title track?
Sugar. Did you even write it down here?
Nope. That's what I'm asking you.
Sugar Ride or something like
Sugar, we're going down swinging. Yeah,
oh my
great.
God, we're so organized today.
But it was a really good song, but it sounded like Maroon 5. But their world tour, which is called Act Sweet Mirage, is really starting soon. It's coming up. It's
Sugar Rush Ride. I was so close.
Doesn't matter how
I
close you were.
Forgot one word, Sugar Ride. That's the name of their title track. Sorry. Continue.
March 25, they will be starting their world tour. Mm-hmm. So it's a world tour. So that means they start in Seoul.
Of course.
They'll be in Korea first.
Mm-hmm.
Head to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll finally be here in the U.S. with their first stop, which is not New York or L.A.
Super random.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
I feel like, do they even have tours there?
Well, why not? Charlotte is a big city.
It is, but I feel like, have any of the other groups gone?
We don't know because we don't pay attention to Charlotte.
Okay.
Let's tell everyone it's May 6th.
Yes.
And they will go through a little bit of the U.S. and they will eventually end here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
on May 27th at formerly known as the Bank of California Stadium.
Yeah.
Which is now called
BMO.
BMO. Like literally BMO Stadium.
So cute.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, obviously.
I hope there's pictures of BMO from Adventure Time there.
We don't know why they rebranded it, but whatever.
But I like it.
Yeah.
I like it
instead
a lot.
Of Bank of California Stadium.
But yeah, so this is the same stadium, you know, we got where we had amazing pictures of videos of Twice mm-hmm. and recently Blackpink.
And
so,
then,
yeah.
More recently, coming up, Stray Kids.
Well, that doesn't count because it hasn't happened,
Haley. I
know,
Haley. But we have the tickets for it.
But it hasn't happened, Haley.
But they're there. They're going to BMO Stadium. Yes.
But it hasn't happened, Haley.
It will.
But it's gonna be pretty cool. Oh, the Moa pre-sale. Since you are a fellow Moa, do you want to tell your fellow Moans? tell them when the pre-sale is.
So the pre-sale is going to be February 8th at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Do you know what you have to do for that while
so,
I cough
so
in
this
the,
one,
far away?
Yeah, so this one, it's similar to... I feel like it's similar to all the HYBE groups that they've done pre-sales for. So, for instance, BTS, you have to sign up on Weverse and also Ticketmaster. If you don't do both, then you will not be accepted. Do not make the mistake and forget about signing up with one or the other. So make sure you go. If you get the email, you can sign up through it. The links are on there, so you can sign up from Ticketmaster and then go to the one on Weverse as well. And then I think you have until, I don't know how many days it is, but then you have like a period of time where you can sign up for it. And then after that, they close the registration. And then I think on February 7th, if you were able to get the pre-sale, they'll send you an email that evening and give you a code and everything for the pre-sale that's happening on February 8th.
So it's very similar to BTS then.
Yeah. That's what I said. Yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I'm glad you
But I was
that.
Just telling them that they have to make sure to sign up on both of them. Don't miss a step, otherwise you will miss out.
Otherwise you'll end up like didn't that happen to us?
But I think we signed up for it, but I think there was something wrong with it. But so, just make sure that you have, that it says that you applied, and then you can check that on Weverse under your events section to make sure that it says applied, to make sure that it went through.
Because that would be very heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear any sad stories from our listeners mm-hmm. about that. So yeah, good luck, and fingers crossed that everyone can get really good seats or decent seats at face value, right?
Right.
Most importantly. Because, man, like, buying resales really drains the money out of your bank accounts and wallets. Trust mm-hmm. us. We know from last year. Also, since we're still on TXT, they sent their... I was going to say Senpai.
Sunbaenim
Namjoon, mm-hmm. RM from BTS. They sent him a signed album. Because if... All Moas already know this, but if you didn't know this... Subin
mm-hmm.
from TXT mm-hmm. is one of the biggest armies. Like
Subin, and then also
well, basically they all kind of are, but yeah
Wong, they all yeah, are.
They all pretty much are. Mm-hmm. But man, Subin and who was it? Did you said
Bomgyu?
Oh, Bomgyu, that's yeah. true too. They are army.
Yeah,
like they're real legit
yes,
army.
Yes, they are.
Like,
they are one of fan chants and everything.
They are one of us.
Yes.
Just because they're big time idols mm-hmm. too from, in TXT yeah. doesn't mean they're not. Like
fanboys
like us. So mm-hmm. yeah, that they sent him an album. They even left like a message.
Yeah.
Should we read through the whole message or no?
You can. I mean, I'll read it. So and then Namjoon actually posted the message on his Instagram.
Oh, he
story
did. Yeah, I think that's the reason why I saw it too.
Yeah,
and he even like talked about it too. Like he said, like in response to the whole thing that you know that he said like fighting Subin.
Yeah. So he's like. Is this the message he received? It was, Please let us know what you think after listening to our new album, which went through a lot of roadblocks. I'm sure you are receiving many messages and calls as always, so I've chosen not to contact you in person. Oh, my favorite songs from your album are Number 2 and Wildflower. Of course.
Good choices.
Good choice. After we had a chance to talk, I have been working my very hardest with my teeth clenched. Okay. I want to succeed.
with my butt clenched.
I want to succeed even more and visit Hyung's house one more time.
That's cool. So he went to his house to hang out, I guess.
If that opportunity comes, let's talk longer, Hyung. I don't know if I can ever become an artist like you, Hyung, but I want to at least try my best to become a person like you. Aww.
Really good, right?
Yeah,
it's a really
please
nice,
watch
letter.
Over our team. Thank you. And then in response to this, RM was like, Arsu bin fighting.
So that's pretty cool. Like, it's nice to see all these awesome interactions between, like, the same company, everyone showing each other support. So, yeah. speaking of HYBE, the Seraphim, I have a really brief one. This is like a really funny random one that I caught like live. I got the notification on Weverse. I got a notification on Weverse from Yunjin because obviously I have notifications on for all the groups that, you know, we follow. And of course, Yunjin posted something. But the interesting thing that she posted was someone's picture.
It was like in response to someone's picture.
It was in response to someone's picture because they're trying desperately to get her attention. And they did. Because they put that funny, like, meme picture of, like, an old lady, like a grandma.
In a birdcage, right?
In a giant birdcage.
Yeah.
And then I think what it said was along the lines, like, if Yunjin doesn't...
if Yunjin doesn't respond to this, my grandma won't be let... will be in this cage forever or something like that. And then Yunjin replied to it. She's like, tell your grandma she is freed. I think that's what she said, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's pretty much it for the Le Seraphim portion. He's getting a... This is so hard to film with him just coughing all the time.
She said, yeah, I'll let her grandma free. Yeah. I'll let your grandma free and... Oh,
shit. I don't know what else.
And also, she wants to hang out with her grandma.
Oh. So that's what she responded. So I guess I'll get to... the BTS portion of the podcast. So BTS Yet to Come is out in theaters right now, starting today. And I guess the ones in Japan and Korea, if you go to the movies and see it, you get photo cards, which is not fair because I feel like the ones, if you get to see the viewing here in the US, you won't be able to get photo cards because they never give us any of that cool stuff. And then I saw it was like a set of, I don't know if you get a set of seven, but then someone posted a picture that they had all seven members from the movie. And then so also this morning Jungkook's karaoke returns. So it was weird because he was still awake and doing his live while I was actually awake at the same time as him because I feel like they always do their lives at random hours where I'm still sleeping. But Jungkook was awake at, I think it was 3 a.m. in Korea at the time. So over here, it was like 10 a.m. And then when I woke up, I saw the notification that he was still live. And he was live for a while, actually. I think it was like maybe 4 hours that he was doing his karaoke. Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome back, Jesus Christ.
I live. I'm alive. Jungkook karaoke is what I kind of heard, right?
Yeah. I was just talking about how he was on demon hours because he was still awake at 6 a.m.
And he was like going back and forth. Like he went Weverse, then like went to IG for like a few seconds.
And then he saw that Tae was actually viewing
watching
his
him. That's probably
IG
why
lives.
He turned it off, I think. Because he shut it off really quick.
Yeah.
When he saw Tae join, I think.
Yeah, so Tae joined Jungkook's Instagram live for a little bit, and then...
With Bam.
Yeah, with
Bam.
Bam
was there,
Bam
too.
Bam was there.
Bam, Bam.
Yeah.
So they were there for, like, it was really, really short, the Instagram live.
The Instagram live sucks, honestly. I feel like the quality is just super shitty. So, like, Tae was on there for a little bit with him, and then after that, he shut it off, and then he said bye, and then he went back to Weverse live, Jungkook only, and then he was on there for another 2 hours.
Jungkook did Jungkook karaoke, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate that the angle was horrible because the angle was like of his arm.
Yeah, because he set the camera up like it was kind of behind him, and then he had his TV in front of him, and then he was just singing all these songs.
Not just all these songs, Haley. There's Welcome very back. Specific songs.
Yes.
That he sang, and I was very excited about.
Yeah, before you get into that, the one that I was excited about was that he sang freaking Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw?
Yeah. Are you making fun of my accent? Freaking.
Chainsaw?
Chainsaw Man. He did the opening, but it's by
That was really
back.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds... And I think Haley might have a post waiting in regards to this,
Yeah,
right?
Give me the sign-in for the Permission to Stand podcast, and then I'll upload it.
But yeah, that was super cool. So obviously he watches Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Chainsawer Man.
Chainsaw Man. Yeah. But he also sang, he sang other songs.
He did.
Watching the live 100%.
Same, because I was working too when all this was going
on. But when he transferred back to Weverse Live, he sang Ditto and also OMG.
Nope.
Oh,
Hype
just
Boy.
Kidding. Hype Boy. Dang. Maybe I wanted him to sing OMG.
Nope. Yeah, it was. He did Hype Boy, and it was fucking funny because when he was doing Hype Boy, like, because I think he's actually. Singing through an actual
karaoke
machine.
Yeah.
So it had like the full like discography because I could hear when he was going through the songs, he sang Hype Boy, which was awesome. He skipped or like the next song played and he skipped the next song, but I heard it. It was Cookie for sure. Like I heard the beginning of
Jungkook. That's a missed opportunity. That's your name.
But he knew. But he probably knew what it meant.
He knew.
So yeah, I heard Cookie. And he did not play. He did not sing Cookie. He went next, and the next song was Ditto, and I was very appreciative.
Was it Ditto? Did he sing the whole song? I didn't watch it all. I thought he only sang like a segment of Ditto, like before he was like even doing the karaoke.
No. Yeah,
he went back.
He did sing a small portion, like not doing karaoke. Yeah. Then he did the full song karaoke.
Oh, see, I missed that part.
Oh, so you missed like there's like. He actually sang karaoke the full Hype Boy song and full Ditto.
Yeah, I saw
Ditto.
The Hype Boy one, but not Ditto.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, can you talk about the next topic?
Oh.
Well, why are you showing it to me? I can't. I'm blind and I'm coughing. And I'm dying. You know? Are you lost?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I have to pull out my phone. So along with Ditto and Jungkook's awesome. Jungkook karaoke, we had some other interesting stuff going on. Legolas J-Hope. What the hell is that about?
I think that's for his photo folio, I think. But he had really long hair.
Hence Legolas.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you don't know who Legolas is, look it up. Orlando Bloom.
Lord of the Rings.
You should know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what do we have?
Tay's variety show where he's cooking. Has that come out yet?
I don't know. But that was really interesting. And we haven't watched it or really looked more into it.
No, I've only seen previews of it. I'm not sure if it's out yet. But, yeah, I want to check that out.
And, of course, is RM still posting on his IG stories his workout routines?
He never shows himself working out, though.
We've never seen him doing the actual thing.
We know that he's doing it because look at his body, but then he never posts himself doing it.
He doesn't want to thirst trap like Tay does all the time, right? So, there's that. Also, Jin gets a vacation day as a reward for taking first place at the military talent show. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because apparently, like, his team got an extra day of vacation as their reward because Jin had personally taught dance moves to all his teammates so they could win first place.
It's like, it makes me wonder what dance what moves that he taught them.
What the heck? I'm
maybe
so curious.
To dance or like something
that seems like the most
dynamite,
simple one.
Maybe? Yeah, that's probably something
awesome.
Simple. But that's, I mean, obviously we always know that Jin. I feel like we always have updates on him even though he's
It's pretty
in
good.
In the military. I feel like we've had more updates on him than Jungkook. Because Jungkook's been missing for so long, and then all of a sudden...
this man appears on Weverse Live.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
For like 4 hours or something, so doing like, his karaoke.
He lives.
Yeah.
Jungkook karaoke. As long as he comes in and drops some Jungkook karaoke, then we can forgive him for another few months.
Yeah.
So thank you for refueling ARMY for that.
I guess I had also seen like something... like, because there's no translations, obviously, for Weverse Live right away, but people translate it on like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And I had seen that Jungkook was saying that he has to usually, like, for their lives, they have to go through their company and ask permission if they can go live first. But then he didn't ask permission for this live, and he's like, but I missed ARMY so much and I didn't want to like ask them, so I just decided to go live regardless of asking the company or not. And I didn't know that was a thing, if it, that they had to ask permission before going live.
I mean, I didn't know myself, but yeah. I always assumed there it was.
I thought they would just be like, oh, okay. Because you know how like some artists, they out of nowhere, they'll just be like live.
No, I think they need permission, especially if they're under a label.
Yeah, so Jungkook...
they probably get micromanaged in terms of like that.
Jungkook just went live without even asking because he said that he missed ARMY. So yeah. That was nice of him.
But I mean, like all like even with Channie's room and like all the Stray Kids stuff, I'm sure easily they have to get permission first or something. So
even though Channie's room is like scheduled every freaking Sunday?
Yeah, it's scheduled because he probably... awesome. That's what they've, you know, organized within the company. And like, all other, like, lives and everything, even, like, the, I feel like the aespa ones, even though they're, like, really random, too,
yeah,
I'm sure they probably ask and get permission first and, like, say, like, oh, we're just gonna be on live while we're, like, I don't know, eating this apple.
Right. Or, see, I didn't even think about that.
Or this orange.
Until Jungkook brought that up. So I found that interesting. Speaking of Channie's room, so it was Channie's room.
So let's get into it. I mean, shoot, we've got to plug it in before BTS. But if you're still tuning in, and if you're here, that means I'm still here. If I could survive, you could survive this podcast.
Barely survive.
Keep, you know, give us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell on wherever you're tuning in, whether it be Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, basically anywhere, wherever you're tuning in. Also, don't forget to check us out on our social media stuff. We have amazing and really cool videos that we edit.
Mm-hmm.
I say we because Haley will join me soon, right?
Yes. I showed him the video I edited. He's like, ooh, this is good.
Where can you? Yeah, it sounds like this. It's very good. Let's tell the people where they can check it out.
On Instagram and TikTok at @permissionistandpodcast.
With that said, the final chapter of this podcast episode is finally here.
Mm-hmm.
Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
How do you say it in Japanese?
Sutureyu Kids.
Perfect. Okay. With that said, go for it.
So, speaking of Channie's room, he's on episode 194. I caught a little bit of it when he was live, but I didn't watch the whole thing. And now I kind of wish that I did because it was taken down or like privated the next day. And no one really knows exactly why, but a lot of stays were saying that it had something to do with when Chan had like talked back to one of the the stays that were saying the kind of comments where they were like, speak English, please, or can you stop speaking Korean? Like, I know that he gets these comments a lot on every single live that he does.
But he broke. He cracked.
He did crack.
He cracked, finally.
Sounded kind of, like, annoyed, obviously. So the first one that was like, speak in English, please, he replied, I can speak whatever I want. He's like, and I'm speaking English right now. And then later on...
getting sassy already.
He was very sassy. And then another comment popped up, Chan, stop speaking Korean. And then he replied, wow, I mean, you don't have to watch me if you don't want to. I mean, it's up to you.
Ooh.
And then right after that, he did not speak English at all for the rest of the live. It was all in Korean just to like get back. And I think we don't know for sure. Like, Stay doesn't know. But then a lot of them were saying, I think this is the reason why they took the whole episode down. I don't know if they're just going to like edit it and cut that part out. We'll see. But
it'll be too obvious if they do that.
It's stupid, though. I mean, like, who cares? He didn't say anything they mean. Care.
Like the.
I mean, I guess it's his idol image.
Company is all about image. You know,
yeah, so that's kind of shitty. But there was some other funny stuff that happened during that live. So because I don't know if you knew, but there's these rumors going around that Bang Chan, because like his booty is so like snatched, people were saying that he got a BBL, which is a Brazilian butt lift. And there was like a whole article.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. This was one of their rumors/scandal like fucking articles. I was like, are you kidding me? So there was this whole article going around. And then someone in the comments during his Channy's room was like, Channy, have you heard the rumors? And he's like, rumors? What rumors? And then I guess he kept reading the comments and they're like, he's like, what's BBL? So he went and he's like, let me Google this. And he searched it. And so I tried it myself. And I was like, I searched it in Google.
BBL is obviously bubble. I'm just kidding.
Honestly, I thought that's what they were talking about. But then, like, so I searched it. And the first thing that pops up on Google is Brazilian butt lift. So he obviously saw it. But during the live, he was like, oh, there's so many definitions. He's like, what could it mean? He's like, oh, let me go to Urban Dictionary. He's like, oh, he obviously saw it. It was so obvious, but he just didn't want to bring it up. And then someone else commented, like, don't worry about it. It's nonsense. So he's like, okay, if you say it's nonsense, I'm not going to worry about it. And then he just, like, changed the topic completely.
Can you tell me what the BBL that showed up on Urban Dictionary?
I don't know. I didn't search it. But then I guess he was like,
well, I guess I will search it. As I don't even know where the hell I put my phone.
No. I mean, it was probably nothing. I don't know what it was. But then he just didn't want to get into it, I guess. He's probably embarrassed. Don't worry, Channy. We know that you didn't get that done. Your butt probably just looks like that because of all those freaking workouts that you do. And you're probably blessed with a booty. And they're just freaking making stupid-ass rumors about it. But,
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Well, it is Brazilian butt lift.
So he probably saw it twice.
There's another one's like, be back later. Oh, yeah, obviously, it's not that one. So it's
but then the thing is, like, it showed up twice. Like, on Google, that's the first thing. And then on Urban Dictionary, he totally, like, ignored it. Poor guy. But, yeah, so that episode's gone. Like, you can see clips of it on TikTok
yeah,
and
just
all
like
that
whatever
stuff. Yeah, whatever.
I posted, whatever.
But, what else? So actually Stray Kids right now they're in Bangkok for their Maniac tour, and it's going to be actually tonight, February 2nd and 3rd. And I guess damn. Yesterday, because they were in Thailand, Bang Chan had posted on Bubble a photo of his Thai food that he ordered. It was yellow curry and pad Thai. And he's like, why does it taste so good?
Because you're eating Thai food in Thailand. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and then when I saw this morning, I was like, oh my God, I'm craving Thai food now. And guess what we had for dinner?
We had Mexican food.
No, we had yellow curry and not pad Thai, but we got Thai food.
And it was good.
And it was all because of Bang Chan's post, honestly. And then following...
Shout out to Thai Barbecue.
Yeah. And then following their Bangkok part of the tour, they're going Singapore February 5th. And then they'll be in Tokyo for their encore. So, like, the only places that are getting an encore part of the Maniac tour are Tokyo, Osaka, obviously Seoul, and then L.A., so they'll be in Tokyo February 11th and 12th. And I think one of the days they're doing an online stream. So you can buy that ooh, on Beyond Live if you want to watch that. And then they'll head
just like BTS, like when they did all their stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then they'll head to Australia, Melbourne, and Sydney, which is probably super exciting for Bang Chan and Felix.
I'm sure they're going to have so much friends and family checking that out. Mm-hmm. That'd be a lot of fun for them.
So that's February 18th and the 21st. And then after that, they'll have time off until March 22nd, which is when they come back for their encore tour, starting in Atlanta and then Texas or Fort Worth, which was the ones that were postponed / canceled because some of the members had COVID during that time.
That's true.
But
so it's awesome that they're actually going to, you know, come back.
Yeah, so they're coming back to Atlanta and Fort Worth, but they also added another show to each city.
Where will they be showing up at, Haley?
What do you mean?
No, I was trying to emphasize the fact that they're going to end up here again, but now it's ruined. Never mind. Oh, she doesn't catch on to all these things.
And then they end in L.A., obviously.
Oh,
March 31st and April 2nd.
Surprise, how exciting.
At the BMO Stadium. Yeah. But then they have that gap between, like, February 21st and March 22nd. So I'm thinking they'll be doing their third fan meeting in Korea, which they have every year. So that's what I think they'll be doing, because they said that they would be doing that. And it's always around, like, Valentine's Day, because they have, like, Valentine's Day theme for their fan meeting. So that's just my guess. Other than that, the sound released, and I've just had that song on repeat. It's really good. The actual album doesn't drop until February 22nd, which is when the actual music video will drop as well. And then the whole album will release that day as well. Stray Kids Code. So I showed you the poster for this one.
Oh, yes, you did.
I
really like this poster.
I'm super excited for this one. It's called Dweki's Gym.
Dweki Gym, yeah.
Dweki and the actual the actual font for it is super cute, because it's Dweki and he's like flexing, but that makes the G in gym.
And for those who are not too familiar, but you should know who Dweki is.
Mm-hmm. Dweki is Changbin's Scooby character. And so basically, Changbin is going to be working
them out.
Yeah, working out the other kids.
Working the bros out.
I'm excited to see, because I know some of them are so horrible at working out. Hyunjin and
Looks
Felix.
Like Felix and Hyunjin, for sure. For sure,
oh
them.
Oh my gosh. But I'm looking forward to all the biceps we should be seeing in that episode, I hope. Don't put them in freaking long sleeve shirts, please.
I hope not, shit.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Oh.
Because I went around the bush.
Whoa. Okay. Haley went around her bush, I guess. So I think, yeah, like, that's pretty much it. The only one thing I had for, like, anime was just, like, they released an actual, like, official, like, poster trailer for the Netflix adaptation of One Piece.
Finally. I feel like it's been a while since we heard.
It looks good.
It looks promising, honestly. And I have hope for it, just because Oda was the one that handpicked the cost for Straw
Hats.
The
creator actually handpicked the cast himself. And obviously he was, like, involved in, like, a lot of the stuff for the actual series. Mm-hmm. So it's hopefully not going to be one of those really shitty adaptation, like, real life adaptations.
Dragon Ball.
The movie. Avatar. Evolution. Yeah. Oh, God. M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar. Oh, my God. And then even the Death Note one.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That was. I didn't watch any of those.
It'd be more interesting to see, because, you know, there's a lot, like, compared to those ones are kind of more serious-ish sometimes. Mm. Especially, like, Death Note. But, like, One Piece is more lighthearted.
Yeah. It's gonna,
and the action is going to be interesting, seeing him, like, do his stretchy.
Gomu?
Yeah.
Like, how is that going to translate?
That's what I'm curious to see.
CGI, probably.
They're
going to
say gum gum. Gum gum.
Oh, that's right. They're not going to have it in Japanese. They have to. And then have an English.
Gum gum pistol. I don't know. We have to probably watch it in Japanese.
Yeah.
So, yeah, super excited for that,
actually.
I don't
know when it's coming out.
Sometime this year. Yeah. 2023. Mm-hmm. Mark your calendars for just this year.
On Netflix.
Also, if you haven't checked it out too, or don't know about it, if you're a fellow Kaguya Love is War fan, they do have coming to American theaters, like, in the West, on Valentine's Day, February 14th and 15th. I think it's only a two-day thing. They're going to have a movie, which I think continues on from, like, the last season of Kaguya Love is War, which is, I'm super excited, because we kind of saw it on a great note on, like, the one moment that we were all waiting to see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see, and, like, fun to see how that plays out. So I'm super excited for it.
Is this going to, like, sum up the whole series, or is they going to continue?
I don't think it's a summary. Mm. So
it's not, like, quintuplets.
Quintessential quintuplets summed it up a little bit.
Like, I mean, but that was the end of the series, right?
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
When you said sum it up, it sounds like a summary.
Finished,
complete.
Like, yeah.
Possibly. Mm. I believe it might, actually. So, yeah, you should definitely check this out.
Mm-hmm.
It might be similar to Quintessential Quintuplets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure. Don't quote me. But besides that, I think that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no Genshin news, because we barely touch Genshin as much.
I need to fucking pull for Al.
It's too late.
No, it's not. Maybe I should log on right after this.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll do it.
Anyways, thank you for enjoying us. For joining, did I say enjoying us? For enjoying listening to our podcast and joining us today, I guess. Thank you for always spending time with us, even if you make it all the way to the end here. That's even more amazing. I appreciate that so much. Haley will reciprocate her thanks by making a post.
Jungkook and Chainsaw Man.
Yes, you heard the promise here. Mm-hmm. She said it herself. So, yes, so thank you for joining us. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, a rating wherever you're tuning in and checking us out. As always, we are available on every platform that streams podcasts, basically wherever you're tuning in and listening to. But you can also check us out on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We will be finally shipping out the prize from the Christmas one to our winner.
Yes.
She hopefully will receive it within the next,
couple days.
Few days.
Yeah.
But yeah, I swear we're actually giving it to a random winner. We don't really know her, but luckily enough, she wasn't outside of the country. Which,
right.
Even though if you were out of the country, if you won, we would have sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But she was luckily enough, she was here. So yeah, congratulations to her, and you'll be getting your special prize based on the information you provided us.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be able to tune in and do more of these giveaways during the week. Maybe we'll have a KCON giveaway.
Right.
Something like that would be pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So wait, that's probably not till July, August. But yeah, so stay tuned and check us out till then. And as always, to everyone here, take care, stay safe.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I should say that to myself.
Yes.
Stay healthy and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.